Well, this is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day, and that means you wear purple. So that's first and foremost on this Thursday. And then next, maybe grab the umbrella. It's not going to be a lot of rain today, but some pesky showers will be moving in off the Atlantic. And we still will be battling a breeze, pretty decent breeze out of the east at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. So brisk at the beaches and still temperatures relatively cool. And at times, even a couple of showers moving in off the ocean. And this kind of pattern, it will hold all the way through the weekend. You can even get some showers at night, especially closer to the coast. Overall higher humidity, so it'll start to feel warmer again, but these temperatures aren't going to get out of control like much of the last couple of weeks when it was so unseasonably warm and humid before this last cold front. So today, partly cloudy skies. We'll see those few scattered showers moving in off the Atlantic. Temperatures topping out mostly in the 60s. A few places well inland may touch 70 degrees with less influence from the ocean. And then tomorrow, right on through the weekend, a mix of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures, a few brief showers every once in a while, but we get back into the 70s tomorrow, and that will be true for Saturday and Sunday as well, and in fact right into the early part of next week, starting out the new work week on Monday. For the Jags game on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a little bit breezy, with a wind out of the east 10 to 20 miles per hour. That could play a role in the kicking game and passing game. A few showers will be possible as well, but temperatures reach the mid to upper 70s. In the tropics, we have still a disturbance over the southern and southwestern Caribbean drifting to the west-southwest, and it's sort of perked up, so to speak, over the last day or so with some showers and thunderstorms, but it's also pretty close to land, so proximity to land may limit the ultimate and development of this system and just how strong it might become. Looks like it stays a little bit south of where Eta and Iota so devastated parts of Central America, so the heavier rain should be a little south, but still possibly some fringe effects for those areas that have been hit so hard in Central America with some more heavy rainfall. No impact for Jacksonville or Northeast Florida or any of the U.S. Also tracking low pressure that looks like it'll be developing through the weekend into early next week east of the Bahamas. This could take on subtropical or tropical characteristics, but it looks like it'll get kicked out to the northeast, so it also would have no influence on the local area or any part of the U.S. There's always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And I also posted an updated and new Burrish blog. You can find it in the same place, WOKV.com at ActionNewsJax.com. Some interesting maps and graphics in this particular writing of the Burrish blog, including every coastline from Texas to Florida to Maine has had at one time or another either a tropical storm watcher warning or a hurricane watcher warning or a storm surge watch or warning this hurricane season. That's a pretty amazing stat. Just goes to show you how active the season has been, of course, which, by the way, yesterday afternoon, once the National Hurricane Center issued the last advisory on Iota, which was actually in the morning hours, it was the first time without a named storm over somewhere in the Atlantic Basin since Halloween, since October 31st. That's not a stunning amount of time, roughly 3 weeks, in the middle of the hurricane season, say August and September, but in November, that's a pretty amazing streak. I have the Burrish blog information on our warmer winters that we've been experiencing recently, especially the last 10 years or so, but even going back to 1970, some graphs and maps available there, and October in the numbers as far as what it was compared to average both locally, nationally, and on a global scale. It's in the Burrish blog, actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. Have a great day from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.